Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are jumping ship. Something they are excellent at. Democrats have massive examples of what is wrong with the party of lynching of Negroes. That would be their party. Massive examples. I could give you a litany of Democratic senators, congresspeople, judges, etc., who are all nothing but hypocrites. Politicians, weirdos, and other entertainers. And, of course, Democrats that are not politicians or Holly weirdos or entertainers have themselves to look at. I'm talking about the average, ordinary, all everyday Democrat. I said ordinary twice. I got it. I heard myself. I'm no Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to discuss happiness in just a little bit, because it's important that you understand why Democrats do what they do, why leftists are who they are. And I'm going to tip you off to this little thing here. Democrats are rarely happy, and when they are, it is only for a short amount of time. It is impossible to be happy as a Democrat long term. Too many things going on. Most of the time, they live lies. And they spend the majority of their time covering up their lies. I talk about the two masks that Democrats have. The one they want you to see, which is generally, ooh, look at me, I'm all happy and successful and everything else. And then there's the one that they really are, which is so far away from who they really are that it's disturbing. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, conservatives. Democrats want to be us, and they resent us because they are not free to be who we are. See, you and I can go live our lives. We don't live lies. We live lives. We go out. We say what we mean. We do what we say. We are genuine with people for the most part. Don't misunderstand me. We're flawed. I'm not going to get all sanctimonious on you and tell you that we're perfect people. We're not. But when you meet a conservative, you are generally meeting the person who they are. You're somewhere between 80 to 90%. And if you really get to know somebody, you'll get to know 98%. And if you know more than that, you better be married to them. You know what I'm saying? So we get to know each other. When I will tell you, my friends Kirby and Kelly, Mark and Nina, Dale and Lori, Brad and Michelle, I could go on, and I don't want to leave anybody out because I would have to spend the hour naming my close friends. I know them. I know them. I know their faults. I know their flaws. I know which of them got bad kids. I know all about them. I know their business, and when I say their businesses, I know whether their business is successful. I have a friend who'll call me up and say, oh, man, God's business is horrible this month. Yeah, Kevin, if things keep up, I'm almost 6 months from not being able to pay the bills. I mean, that's how honest we can be with one another. I love it. One of my buddies called me up. He said, hey, man, I'm switching careers. I've been out of work for a year. I said, well, why didn't you call me about that? He goes, I didn't want to bother you with it. He goes, but I switched careers. I'm doing this. I want to get your counsel on something. Yes, let's do it. So we spent 2 hours going over his business plan. I met a friend of my Chicago guy, Stu. He says, Kevin, I'll do your pro forma for you on the Flick Fest. He wrote me a great pro forma thing. He knows all the inner workings of my business. You know why I gave him that, or he volunteered to do it, and I said you could do it? We trust each other. We know each other. And we don't have to know each other 50 years to know that. Once you say, I'm a conservative, and you demonstrate it to me, or somebody demonstrates it to you, you're like, okay, got it. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to do your due diligence. You're supposed to. But you can trust. Democrats can't trust. They can't trust. And let me tell you, that is their problem right now. They're struggling. They can't keep people in the party. Think about it this way. We're now up to 30 Democrats in the House of Representatives who are not going to seek re-election. 30. And the reason that these Democrats are behaving this way is very simple. They know they're not going to have the House. Pelosi's going to lose. And I'm going to tell you, when Pelosi dies and Schumer die, the Democrats are going to be devastated. Forget Biden. He's dead man walking now. But for the most part, isn't Biden dead? I mean, if I woke up, you could read a news article tomorrow and for all intents and purposes, Biden's immaterial. Anyway, 30 Democrats. I remember when it was 19, and I thought, wow, that's a big number. Latest one is Democrat Kathleen Rice, New York's 4th Congressional District, not seeking re-election. Made the announcement in a post to Twitter. She thanked community leaders, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Mike Berg, a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said that 30 House Democrats have called it quits because they know their majority is doomed. That's why. And the Democrats aren't helping themselves, and they won't help themselves. So we've got a window of opportunity here. 2022, folks, is our year to change it all. Despite what they did to get rid of Trump in this coup, there still remains a legacy of accomplishment and achievement that is now being compared against. And the Democrats are looking very bad. So what do we do? Remind them of it. Remind them how bad they look. We got a lot of work to do, but and the Democrats are, let me just say, they're going to replace these old guard Democrats like Jim Cooper, who's leaving in Tennessee. Eddie Bernice Johnson's been around forever. Bobby Rush, two members of the, Eddie Maurice Johnson is Texas and Bobby Rush is Illinois. These are old school members of the Congressional Black Caucus. They are circus clowns, but they're going to be replaced with newer circus clowns. But they're not going to have the clout of the old guard. It's time to make sure they don't have any more AOCs entering the fray. Make them have to do something that moves them towards the center so we can have reasonable people in government. I'm not making a vibe for Republicans. I'm making a vibe for good quality people that are interested in solving problems. Political party doesn't really matter to me as much as your ideology. Let's solve some problems.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was really unfortunate. And what I saw in the papers and in the news today. Really unfortunate. And if this is how this is going to be, then I'm just going to come in, do my announcements, and bounce. I'm not going to. Why am I even answering these questions? And it happens over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. And folks, this is frustrating. Bless you. It's really frustrating. You wouldn't want my deputy mayors and team to distort the reporting of how we run in the city. Then we need to stop distorting the news. We need to really stop distorting the news.
Be still my heart. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was newly elected mayor of New York City. Black man. He's a black man. His name is Eric Adams. And I think he's Trump reincarnated in New York City as a black man. As you guys know, we've got this kind of a joke going around. Rush is back and he's black. And we were hoping we'd sell some stickers or people would wear the T-shirts and it would spur interest around. Who's Rush is back and he's black? You know, it's Kevin Jackson. It will get people to listen to the podcast. And I think it will eventually. It hasn't worked out like my marketing team would hope. But
And just for the record, I like the tongue-in-cheek play of Rush Limbaugh, a man I revered. And, you know, but I got to tell you, I'm really looking at what Eric Adams did, and it makes my little project look pretty small. This guy's channeled Donald Trump. Wow. I thought we cleverly and humorously got the word out about my show using Rush, and here's this guy essentially accusing the news, the very news that he relies on to support him, of being fake news. He all but said it. What did he say? He said, it essentially, you're distorting the news. You're not, he goes, I should just come in here and bounce. I'll just make a statement and bounce. You're going to print what you want to print anyway. Now, what Donald Trump was frustrated with? He's asking the media to do something very simple, something novel. Report the truth. Maybe Adams is getting a lesson. Maybe that lesson from the media is that his blackness isn't going to help him, because once the news media determines what the narrative is, they don't care what color you are. If you don't follow the narrative, they are going to report fake news. You know what Eric Adams is about? He's about law and order. And while he is an ethnocentric racist, this is a guy that made a comment about the crackers, if you remember. What did he say about them? He said, I don't care what these crackers think about me. Or, I forget, but it was a cracker statement. It was a racist statement, no matter how you look at it. I mean, can you imagine if a sitting white mayor had made a comment about black folks the way that Eric Adams said, I ain't worried about these crackers, you know? Here's what I will say. I don't think the dude is racist in the classic sense. I think he's saying, look, man, I don't care about white folks, black. It's like me. I'll tell you right now. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're a cracker. I don't care. Now, I can say the other word, but I'm going to be nice on radio and say, I don't care if you're the N-word. I don't care. If I want to say what I'm going to say, I'll say it to you. I'll say it to you in the vernacular. I'll say it to you with the King's English. I'll say it to you like this. Like so. How would you like to hear it? But I ain't backing down. So I appreciate that about him. But he made it colloquial. He was talking to black folks. And he said, hey, I take care of these crackers. But a white guy couldn't have gotten away with it. And that's the double standard. That's what I don't like about the politics of the left. But he, look, at the end of the day, this guy was Donald Trump. Stop giving me fake news. Yep. And let me tell you why there, I think part of this is, he's got a tough-on-crime stance. This upsets many powerful leftists who love the anarchy that exists in these big cities. How many times have I told you folks to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, this radio show on the network? How many times have I told you Democrats need that bad element in the city? Democrat-run cities, when I tell you this, I swear it's so true. You don't have to believe me, but I promise you it's true. The mayor of a Democratic city knows the biggest drug dealers and gangbangers in the city. He or his people have met with them personally. They have had lunch, dinner, been to a cocktail party or at the strip club together. I promise you they have. He meets with them just like their city council people. They use them. And whenever a Republican wants to come and do something good, they will run them out. I can tell you this with certainty. The National Association, equivalent of the black, the conservative black version of the Chamber of Commerce, the National Black Chamber, went to Chicago. And he told me, Harry Alford said this to me himself. He says, Kevin, those union people told me I better get out of this city or they would kill me. And he says, of everywhere I've been, and he goes, I'm not a fearful guy. He goes, I left. I knew to leave because they were going to kill me. This is a guy going in to inspire black business with a conservative point of view. And they threatened him, you better get out of here. You will not leave here alive. He told me that story with his own lips. Maybe I should have Harry on the show. But anyway, so
Eric Adams is going to have a difficult time because he's not trying to toe the line. He really wants to make things work. And they wrote this. He unloaded in an epic rant in which he threatened to stop fielding off-topic questions, and he blasted Big Apple's news organizations of what he said was their lack of racial diversity. The scolding, which came before an unrelated press conference on summer youth employment efforts, appeared to be sparked by his coverage, by coverage of his failed bid to get state lawmakers to budge on his anti-crime agenda. Although Adams failed to convey how race factored into that. One day after meeting with Albany lawmakers, in which he all but admitted was a failed attempt to roll back recent criminal justice reforms, Adams claimed the accounts of his trip, none of which touched on race, were unfairly negative. He says, if you want to acknowledge it or not, I've been doing a darn good job, and we just can't live in this alternate reality. A clearly angered Adams said. That's what they reported. He also warned if coverage didn't improve, I'm just going to come in, do my announcements, and bounce. So you got a mixed bag of kind of how that all came to be, because I didn't get the whole clip. It wasn't our fault. They didn't have it. So you got a Democrat that wants to get in. He wants to make a difference. He wants to make, I mean, I think there's a part of him that wants to make a name for himself, but I think he genuinely wants to solve problems. And what he's finding out is, well, we know. If you really want to start solving problems in a place, you better not have any leftists around you. They are not trying to help him solve problems. They are trying to live their lies and cover up their lies. And he's in the way of it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health regulators are delaying the review of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 because the two-dose regimen does not work well against the Omicron variant, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Food and Drug Administration said it needs more data on the vaccine, delaying their decision for using the vaccine in children 6 months through 4.5 years of age for at least 2 months. An early look at the data showed the vaccine to be effective against the Delta variant during the testing, while that was the dominant strain, but many vaccinated children developed COVID-19 after Omicron emerged.
And Canadian police have continued arresting protesters as part of the operation to end the three-week blockade of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. There are now at least 17 arrests without using any force. This is USA Radio News. A cruise ship passenger is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Search efforts in the Gulf have been called off. The U.S. Coast Guard reported a 32-year-old cruise ship passenger on the Carnival Valor jumped from her balcony into the sea and is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. The woman jumped about 150 miles offshore from Southwest Pass, Louisiana. An airplane had been conducting search patterns off the coast and searched more than 2,500 square nautical miles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State Attorney General into the family's business practices. The argument that Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka put forth to try to quash the subpoenas for testimony and evidence completely misses the mark, according to Judge Arthur Engeron of the New York State Supreme Court. The judge gave the Trumps 21 days to sit for the depositions. Trump, in a statement, blasted the probe and intends to appeal the decision. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Implosion after implosion is going to happen with the Democratic Party. All you got to do is wait it out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Little mini bombs. Think of a battlefield, and you see, you know, a fire plume over here, another fire plume over to the right, one in the center, but a big drum's getting ready to bop, to drop. The mother of all bombs, the MOAB, is about to drop on the Democratic Party. And everything that Democrats represent, it's going to drop on leftism, not just the Democratic Party. See, there's leftism, which encompasses the Democratic Party. But it encompasses Hollywood. It encompasses entertainment industry. It encompasses now all these woke CEOs. It's a growing cancer that we've allowed to metastasize. It's killing the body politic. But guess what? We got the cure, baby. Oh, yeah. Conservatism is the cure. And I'm going to give you, what have we talked about? Over the past few days, I've talked about Pelosi's wealth. I've talked about inflation. I've talked about the Moderna CEO selling his stock. I've talked about Ukraine not being the democracy that they say it is and the connection with the Bidens with that. I've talked about how they try to, as soon as somebody tries to assassinate a Democrat in Louisville, Kentucky, they want to blame conservatives when we know who the most violent people on the planet are leftists. I talked about you going from voters to activists. Why? Because the Democratic Party has driven you there. They have forced your hand. What do you think is happening with moderates? Why do you think the Democrats have lost so many voters? 16 million more voters voted for Trump in 2020 than in 2016. Where do you think they came from? You think Republicans just pulled them out of a box and said, go put these votes into the substation? No, we caught Democrats doing that. We legitimately got 16 million people over. Trump legitimately gets people into his rallies. Remember when at the end of when Trump was running in 2016, they tried to thwart his rallies? It was 2020. Democrats proudly hacked the site so people wouldn't show up. So only 8,000 showed up versus 15 or 20,000. But guess what? It didn't stop the fervor behind it. And then what? They make up January 6th. They talk about that. But look, what else have I talked about in the past few days? San Francisco recalling members of its school board for being too woke, wanting to rename schools versus get kids back into schools. Still talking about CRT versus educating kids. These people are waking up. And I'm going to talk in the next hour about us. I'm going to make a distinction between us and them. Why is it that despite everything that's happening here, folks, everything that we have been going through over the past year and what we went through with Obama, how is it we still hold on? Because it's not about hope. Hope, as I used to tell my sales staff, hope is not a strategy. You better have actual sales. You better be making the calls. See, we don't have hope as a strategy. You want to know who has hope as a strategy? Hope and change? The Democrats. Their strategy is one of hope. They hope you don't find out the truth about them in every aspect of the things I've just talked about. They hope you don't learn about Hunter Biden. They hope you don't learn about how Hunter did what he was supposed to do and enriched the family through a racketeering organization. They hope you don't learn the truth about Hillary Clinton, even though you're starting to, right? They hope you don't learn about Barack Obama and what he's done. They hope you don't learn about what the CIA, the FBI, the NSA all did to try to thwart Trump and actually ultimately did in the big coup. They hope you don't learn the truth about the big coup, that they actually did cheat. Dinesh D'Souza's got a movie coming out. I applaud him. I wish I was a part of it. 2,000 Mules. It's going to be a great film. They hope you stay demoralized and you won't vote. They hope you don't find out more about what's going on at CNN and every other place in Hollywood. You think Weinstein is the only person who was molesting women and doing what he was doing? Of course not. You think Jeffrey Epstein is the only dude that's flying around underage girls and letting older guys have their way with him? You think he's the only one? You think he's the only guy with an island or with some location where they take these people and, you know, the Hugh Hefner's type thing? Why are they just making this movie about this TV show about Hugh Hefner and all the things that he did? He ran a sex industry. But they're all surprised there's gambling in the casino. I love watching it, folks. CNN's now fighting back. Chris Cuomo has sued CNN, and there was a rumor. He's going to spill the beans, and there's even the rumor that he's the reason why Zucker had to leave. Because he's like, hey, you want to, you know, say, I did this with my brother. Well, what about Jeff Zucker? And so Zucker had to fess up. Now, I don't know. As I told you guys when that happened, there's more to that story. They don't want to tell us. The people that gave Hillary Clinton the answers in it, the questions in advance to the debate with Donald Trump, because they so wanted her to win. We remember Donna Brazile, whom Fox readily hired right after that, if you want to know where Fox stands in all of this. But anyway, Chris Cuomo, according to Brian Stelter, who said he would burn the place down.
Cuomo was fired in December, and he is not going out quietly. He was fired, and there were reports that he wasn't going to get paid the millions of dollars that were going to be on the remainder of his contract. So as a source said to me earlier today, he was trying to burn the place down. He was going to court trying to burn the place down and claiming that he had incriminating information about Zucker and Gullist. So if that's the case, if this is a domino effect that begins with Andrew Cuomo going down the governor's office, and then Chris Cuomo being fired from CNN, and then Jeff Zucker losing his job at CNN, that is a remarkable domino effect, a chain of events. I think that is part of the story.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I've warned you before. I said, if you hire a leftist, you're never safe. When, in this case, CNN had to let Chris Cuomo go. Why? Because he lied. He completely lied. He was helping his brother, which, by the way, I support. If it were my older brother, I would come to his aid. I don't think these women, I don't think half of them have a case against him. He was governor, good-looking dude. I mean, I don't think he's that good-looking, but whatever. However you view him, powerful, whatever is sexy about him, there are women who were throwing themselves at Andrew Cuomo. I think he responded in kind. Did he go a little overboard with some? Probably. Flirtatious, made him a little uncomfortable. Nothing that in the old days would have risen to the idea of let's get rid of his job. Now, is he a tyrant? Yes. He's all those things. And never a guy who never should have power. But should his brother protect him when he's saying, look, I've been around some of these women. I know they were throwing themselves at my big bro. I watched it. He watched it probably with himself. He knows of it through friends, anecdotally, and actually, and through his father. He's been involved with all this. He knows what happens when women are around powerful people. As Trump said, they will let him touch them in the hoo-ha. Okay? So he did nothing wrong, but he can't say, no, I wasn't covering for him when I was doing my show. He should have said, heck yeah, he's my brother. I was happy to have him on. I wanted people to see his personality.
I really wish I could have done more. Because let me tell you, I know these women were throwing themselves at me. He could have easily, I mean, if it were me, I would have said, look, we all criticize Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is, I can tell you, I watch women throw themselves at my brother. I watch them throw them at me. I've been in circles where I watch them throw them at multimillionaires and billionaires. What's new here? Women, there are some women that love powerful men. And if my brother mistook that at times for the wrong signal, okay, great. What man hasn't? Now, is that a good defense? Come on now. Come on, people, listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. I know what you're saying. You're exactly right, Kev. Now, I'm not protecting the Cuomos. I'm glad that the Me Too movement sucked these two in their vortex, in the vortex of the nonsense of the Me Too movement. I'm not talking about the nonsense that sexual abuse and harassment doesn't exist. That's the legitimate movement. That's no Me Too. That's legit. The Me Too movement is a bunch of lying scumbag skanks who sacrificed many other women for their own careers, and now they want to get something back. So I love seeing these guys go at each other. And CNN is now saying Chris Cuomo attacked the female ABC temp worker when she denied his proposition. They're fighting back. And you know what they're doing? They're fighting back dirty. And this is what I tell you about leftists, folks. If a conservative does something wrong and you let them go, they say, you know what? You got me. I'm really sorry, Kev. You know, boom. And they go away, and they're not going to try to ruin you because they did something wrong. They take their punishment. I'll give a perfect example. Fox News. Fox News fired me. When I left Fox News, I said, you know what? It's their prerogative. I think they're wrong, but it's their prerogative. I can't tell them you got to keep me. But when they said my statement was reprehensible, that's when I said, screw you. But until then, I had media out of the woodwork. Come on, Kevin, surely now you can say something bad about him. Please say something negative about him. I was like, no. It's their prerogative. That's my statement. And I moved on. Now, Fox wouldn't let me speak at Turning Point events. They tried to ruin me. And I left them alone. This is a true story, folks. I'm giving you the truth. Anyway, this unnamed accuser is now accusing Cuomo. And I love watching this stuff. We're going to come back and talk more about CNN.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists cannot be trusted. I don't care whether it's at the individual level or at the institutional level. They are looking for a way to get over, to get something from you. And as long as you are loyal to a fault, if I don't care what you see, you better never, ever let anybody know. Or they will destroy you. And we're witnessing that right now with Chris Cuomo, CNN, and it's going to get ugly. And there will be no sympathy from me on watching Chris Cuomo go down or CNN lose even more credibility because they deserve it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I encourage you to, as you listen to the program and you understand what's at stake,
that you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you look at the things that we do and you participate. I don't beg you to do it because everything that we do, I believe, is a value-added service. It begins right here. You're listening to me. I hope I'm giving you something you don't get elsewhere. And if only part of that is getting you to jog your own inspiration, your own brain, for your own inspiration about things, mission accomplished. But if we can do more together, why not? Right now, one of my big initiatives, and I'm going to put this out to my my cigar club, I need everybody to go out to Seeking Educational Excellence and join. Our membership fee is going to be $25. And then we wanted you to send us $10 a month. That's going to help us change politics. The program we put together, because we just brought on a lady named Nicole Eitzen, is going to blow your mind. We are going to start changing school boards in ways you wouldn't believe. I swear to you, Arizona will be the showpiece of changing politics in the next 2 years. Mark my words. So I'm asking you to do that. I'm also asking you, if you have Netflix or if you've gotten off Netflix, I'm asking you now to go to theflickfest.com and join. It's bigger than just the movies. It's about the lesson we will be showing Hollywood. And again, in 2 years, I swear I will make you proud. I believe it's in God's divine guidance that I'm doing these things. I don't do them for myself. I promise you that. I'd be doing something very different. It would involve fishing and hunting in a cabin, you know, somewhere in the woods, probably Lake Tahoe area, but who knows? But it would not be this. God gets me up in the morning and says, man, go do what I told you to do. And I say, yes, sir. And I'm to the point now where I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't even question. I just go do it. Many of you live the same way. Anyway, I want to go back to what I was talking about with CNN. So CNN is now infighting. The Democrats are infighting. They won't tell you. The media is not going to tell you that they got dirt. You know, there are people inside that party that are going, man, this Hunter Biden is a terror. He's a horrible person for us to, you know, have to wonder what's coming next. Joe Biden's shoes are about to fall. He's got ties to Ukraine and Russia. How can he deal with this international situation with all of his entanglements? And then throw in China for good measure. Trump would be impeached, and he should be, if he had the record of the Bidens and he was dealing with this. I would tell Joe Biden to recuse himself, but he's too stupid to even know what the word means. Anyway, back to CNN. Starting to get a little hoarse. Allison Gollust, the CNN executive in the relationship with the former network head Jeff Zucker, resigned. Did you know this? It was under the radar. We were saying it. I said, why did Zucker take the hit? But I knew they were going to get her, but I still wanted to bring it up. I'm not going to tell you, oh, we're the reason that they fired her. No. But I wasn't going to let it go. I go, hey, Me Too movement, wasn't she just as involved as Zucker in this whole thing? Sleeping her way to the top? We dictated how she got where she got. Over the last decade of spending time with Zucker and them covering it up. It was only during the COVID that we decided that we should have a relationship. And everybody seeing it was going, whatever, you're a liar. And then, of course, Chris Cuomo, who we talked about last segment, said he was going to burn the mother down. I'm going to burn the mother down, man, and y'all do something. So now Chris Cuomo's suing. He wants his money. And he's going, I'm going to tell all the dirt. So I warn you about leftists. Get them out of your life. Don't let your kids become them. Anyway, they went on. They said the investigation found that the duo, along with Chris Cuomo, violated company policies. This is from the company's new CEO. The probe, performed by a third-party law firm, examined, quote, issues associated with Chris Cuomo and former Governor Andrew Cuomo, the love gov. And they said, this was from Jason Kilar, the boss of CNN's parent company, Warner Media. So this is the big boss. Man, this isn't the little dude. Based on interviews of more than 40 individuals and a review of over 100,000 texts and emails, The investigation found violations of company policies, including CNN's new standards and practices by Jeff Zucker, Alan Gullust, and Chris Cuomo, Kyler wrote in the memo. He said the investigation kicked off in September and concluded last weekend. He says, I realize this news is troubling, disappointing, and frankly, painful to read. These are valid feelings many of you have. Gullust blasted WarnerMedia's decision to publicly announce her resignation before she had the chance to share the news herself. Now, let me just say this. Yeah, she resigned, but it was under duress. Somebody went to her and said, look, you're out of here. You want to resign or do we need to fire you? And she says, no, I'll resign. But I say to all the Me Too women out there and the Kamala Harrises of the world, skanks, I'm sorry, excuse me, I got to clear my throat, skanks. Is this the way you want to represent women? Because, see, I notice a double standard here. She should have been fired on the same day as Jeff Zucker, and there should be no excuses. I'm disappointed that they didn't let me do this myself. She called the statement the company's attempt to retaliate against me and change the media narrative in the wake of the disastrous handling of the last 2 weeks. Okay, whatever. She says, it's deeply disappointing that after spending the past 9 years, and I love this part, folks, pay attention, stay with me, you're going to love it, defending and upholding CNN's highest standards of journalistic integrity, I would be treated this way as I leave. Wow. I got to tell you, I love the pair on this chick. I don't know what dude gave him up, but boy, does she got him. Yeah, you can't even cover those up in her little panties. She got to get some big boy pants on to cover those bad boys up, because this is take some chutzpah. The years defending and upholding CNN's highest standards of journalistic integrity? Okay. How dare they treat me this way? I love it. I got to tell you, folks, I get such a kick out of this. These people, their world is burning around them. They are engulfed in hypocrisy. But they stand firm. I don't know if you remember the movie Working Girl. I love that movie. I watch that movie almost every time it comes on. It's Sigourney Weaver and Melanie Griffith. And Melanie Griffith has all these great ideas, but she's just a lowly secretary. She doesn't have the degree from the big school. And Sigourney Weaver plays this, you know, hotshot, upwardly mobile woman who will do anything. She will absolutely run over her grandmother to get ahead. And she tells Tess, played by Melanie Griffin, she's going to help her, but instead she steals her idea. And at the end of it, she gets snagged. And the guy who's running the big deal, who's going to do the big merger, tells her that she needs to, he says, you better get your bony butt out of here, or I'm going to give you the boot, but good. And she says, Warren, I don't have to take that type of language. And she walks away all defiant. But she gets fired. See, justice occurs in the end in the movies. Melanie Griffith, whose idea it was to move Trask into media, radio media, is the one who finally gets seen for who she is. See, that's what's happening to leftists right now. They're getting discovered. They're the Sigourney Weavers of the world. They got the PhDs and the masters from the Ivy League schools and all that. And you know what other people are finding out? I'm just as smart as you. I'm just as bright. And you're a crook and a scoundrel. In the next hour, we're going to be discussing happiness.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.